GM, and welcome to Crypto Grind Daily. Let's dive into the latest stories shaking up the crypto landscape, starting with Circle's audacious move into the world of institutional finance. They've just unveiled ARC, a new Layer 1 blockchain that could change the way we think about gas fees. Imagine paying transaction costs in good old US dollars instead of volatile cryptocurrencies. That's right, no more ETH headaches or midnight math marathons. On ARC, the fees are denominated in USDC, bringing a level of predictability that might finally get your CFO to stop sweating bullets every time you move some assets around. Backing this venture are the financial titans of both the traditional and crypto worlds. BlackRock, Andreessen Horowitz, and Apollo Global Management have collectively poured $222 million into this project at a staggering $3 billion valuation. It seems like everyone wants a piece of this stablecoin utopia. For developers and institutions, this could mean a smoother onboarding process and less friction during transactions, making it a playground for DeFi applications targeted at serious money handlers. But as usual, let's hold our applause until we see how this plays out in the wild. Switching gears to a revelation that should make every Bitcoin advocate sit up straight. A critical vulnerability in Bitcoin Core has been lurking for 18 months, capable of crashing any node. This bug was quietly patched without public fanfare, buried under the rather innocuous commit message about script validation logs. Yet, nearly half of Bitcoin nodes haven't updated their software, leaving them exposed to potential attacks. It's a bit like finding out your most trusted bodyguard has been sleepwalking for the past year and a half. This kind of lapse is a stark reminder of the importance of vigilance and software maintenance, especially when your network underpins billions in value. For developers, it's a cautionary tale. Always keep your systems up to date, because you never know when your neighbor might accidentally or intentionally drop a virtual bombshell in your backyard. And finally, in a move that feels almost inevitable, CME Group is set to launch Bitcoin volatility futures, effectively the crypto equivalent of Wall Street's VIX. Starting June 1st, assuming they get the nod from the CFTC, you'll be able to trade on the sheer chaos of Bitcoin's price movements without needing to bet directly on whether it goes up or down. It's an abstract enough concept that it might just catch on, especially for those who enjoy the thrill of a wild market ride without the risk of ending up in the digital poorhouse. What this means for the market is anyone's guess, but you can expect a lot of speculative action as traders and hedge funds dive into yet another layer of the crypto casino. So what does all this mean for crypto jobs and builders? Well, Circle's ARC could open up new opportunities for creating stablecoin-based applications that cater to a more conservative financial audience. Meanwhile, the Bitcoin bug situation highlights the ever-present need for skilled developers who can ensure the robustness of blockchain networks. And with the introduction of Bitcoin volatility futures, we might see an uptick in demand for quantitative analysts and traders skilled in navigating the complexities of derivative markets. That's all for today on Crypto Grind Daily. I'm Alex. See you tomorrow.